If the administration decides to pay people at least some part of their regular SNAP food benefits, how would that break down? How would it work?
We really don't know. Again, this has not happened before. I've not seen a public plan for how to do it. I did speak, though, with an Agriculture Department employee who works on SNAP, and they agreed it would be challenging and even beyond logistics. This person asked me not to use their name for fear of retribution, and also they're not authorized to speak with media. But they said, for one thing, if you have partial funding, do you give it only to the most needy? Or do you give people, you know, half their regular amount, maybe three quarters? And states would want to say in that. But also, how do you divide partial funding among states? And the employee wondered if this administration might decide to give some states more SNAP money than others.
And Jennifer, where does this leave the millions of people who aren't getting federal food aid beginning today?
Scott, it leaves them in need. You know, it is a lot of money that is disappearing from people's food budgets. We don't know for how long. Food policy experts say no amount of amping up food banks can come anywhere close to making up this difference. But of course, it does help. And we see more states and cities shifting money for it. Soon after yesterday's rulings, Oklahoma's governor announced a vote to send $1 million a week to food banks for SNAP recipients for up to 7 weeks if needed.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thanks so much.